It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing back in the end zone, oh, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com Radio. We are presented by DraftKings, broadcasting live in Week 9, getting ready for another exciting week of the 2014 NFL season. I am Bill Enright. With me, as always, is my faithful co-host, Anthony Grace. Kevin Collins, our producer, hitting all the magic buttons and keeping us on air. We're going to have a very exciting show for you today. 855-728-7500 is the phone number, web radio at Patriots.com is the email address. A lot of ways to get in touch with us. Anthony, Kevin, fellas, what's going on?
Not much, Bill. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. You know, I'm pumped up for this weekend, that's for sure.
Damn right. Hey, you know, before we get into the good stuff, the serious fantasy football, did you see the video of Joseph Randall that came out last night or this morning?
What, the commercial of him? The sponsorship commercial?
No, the one of him when he's actually in the police station after he got picked up for taking the underwear and the cologne a few weeks ago.
No, what? I gotta look it up.
Oh, my
now.
God. I gotta send you to link this. It's him in the police station getting his mugshot taken, and he's giving his phone call. He's calling people, and he's just basically full of jackassery, I guess, is the best way to put it. Just, oh, my God. At first, you're like, why is this guy stealing stuff like this? And you see this video of him acting like a 9-year-old kid, so it kind of all makes sense in the end, but it was just ridiculous.
You know he got an endorsement deal off that, right?
I heard that, and I don't know why. If the endorsing company sees this video, I don't see why they wouldn't pull it. They damn well should.
I got you. Where can you find the video? Why don't you tweet out a link?
I'm going to find it for you.
Tweet out the link at the PPR Monster for this Joseph Randall arrest video.
God. It was Joseph Randall.
Well, listen, we're full throttle's ahead. Full speed ahead? We are full throttle with full speed ahead. I think that's the saying.
All of it.
Week 9. Another Millionaire Maker Contest. Now, last week, I was told that it would have been the last Millionaire Maker Contest for a few weeks, but I was given misleading information. So there's another Millionaire Maker Contest this week, which no one should complain about, because there's $2.5 million in cash prizes up for grabs. We'll tell you how to get the free entry in just a bit. We'll also run through our best buy and overpriced players to help you guys identify the players you want to target, players that you want to avoid when you're setting your lineups at DraftKings. Go over the primetime pick 'em as we do every week. Three exciting primetime games this weekend. A couple hours from now, we're broadcasting live 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thursday night action, NFC South battle with the New Orleans Saints versus the Carolina Panthers. Sunday night's game is the AFC North with the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Then Monday night, a game that I'll be going to is the New York Giants versus the Colts. First game of the year. You know, it's already week 9. I can't believe I haven't been to an NFL game yet this year, but that's one I'm looking forward to. Should be a good action. I'm excited to see Andrew Luck in person. He's one of the quarterbacks I haven't seen yet. But before we move on from these primetime games, Sunday night, Ravens and the Steelers. Like, really? That's the primetime game this weekend? There's not another better Sunday game with maybe some other better quarterbacks that are playing?
Yeah, when does the flex scheduling kick in? I mean, I know they can switch up games at a certain point. I thought it was the second half of the season, so I figured this week would be the first week they can flip-flop it around a little bit.
I think it's week 11.
Oh, they pushed it back now, yeah. Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
Give me Brady and Manning. No, I don't want to hear about Flacco and Big Ben. Give me Brady and Manning.
I'd rather see Denver and New England myself, but it could be a worse game, I guess. If you're into defense, it'll be a good game more than likely, as per usual with Baltimore and Pittsburgh. But not the best game on the schedule, not the worst either. One of those middle-of-the-road games, I would say.
I just don't know how whoever makes a schedule sees Denver, sees Patriots, and says, okay, this is the primetime game for Sunday night. Like, how does that conversation not happen?
It has to, because you know every single network out there, that's all they're talking about this week, and until as kickoff bills for Sunday afternoon in Foxborough, this is going to be the same thing. It's just going to be Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, back and forth, Brady Manning 16, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, whenever you see those two guys playing each other on the schedule, you automatically assume it's going to be a primetime game.
Like, who was the Sunday night game last week? Packers and Saints. That was a good game.
Yes.
The week before that was Broncos 49ers. And then that same week, the Patriots played the Jets on Thursday night. So I get it. Like, we've seen these teams on prime time recently. But Ravens and Steelers, I don't know. It's so boring when they play.
I agree. I mean, I'm not a defensive. I'd rather see points, which is what you're going to get out of Brady and Manning more than likely. So I'd rather see, you know, 35-32 score as opposed to 17-10 or 13-10. But I agree. I mean, it should be Manning-Brady. I totally agree with that. But like I said, it could be a worse game, I guess. At least it's not Cincinnati-Jacksonville.
And another thing is, I like it when the focal point of the week is on the primetime game for me always, because – like the 1 o'clock games and even the 4 o'clock games, I'm flipping. You know, a flag, boom, I go to the next game. Timeout, boom, I go to the next game. A review, boom, I go to the next game. The Sunday night game, the Monday night game, the Thursday night game, my entire focus is on that one game. So if there was a game this week that I want all my focus to be on, it's, you know, it's Broncos and Pats.
Yeah, that is the one downfall to the primetime games. It's all you got to watch. If you're not watching that, then you're watching something that's not football. So I totally agree. I wish it was a little bit more of a high-octane, more, I don't want to say star-studded event, but you know what I'm saying. Like you said, Brady Manning, that's what it should be anytime they play primetime. Monday night, Sunday night, they should always be playing each other under the lights for the whole world to watch.
Of course, we're taking your start and sit questions for week 9. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Web radio is patriots.com. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address if you're listening to us on the podcast. If you have Patriot mobile app, which I suggest you download if you haven't already, or you're on iTunes listening as a podcast, or maybe just on the Patriots website, you can always hit us up on Twitter. We're answering lineup questions throughout the week, even when you're listening on demand. At FFChamps, at Bill Enright, at the PPR Monster. Is how you can get in touch with us for Twitter. I mentioned you get a free entry into the Millionaire Maker Contest. Anthony, remember on Tuesday, we had the winner of the Millionaire Maker Contest, Mikey Millions.
Mikey Millions.
Yeah. FFChamps.com/million gets you into the contest. It'll get you a free entry. Typically, the entries are $27, but if you use that link, FFChamps.com/million, you'll get a free subscription to FFChamps and also a free subscription to this weekend's contest. $2.5 million in cash prizes, $1 million going to the winner. And, hey, the kid that won in week 8, Mikey, won $1 million using all the Pats guys, Brady, Gronk, and LaFell. So if you're a Patriot fan, you know, try to follow up his performance with another good week.
Very well could be. Another high-scoring game, hopefully, for him. So could be another Tom Brady quarterback-led millionaire team this weekend.
All right, let's start off with some news and notes from around the NFL. There's 6 teams on a bye this week. The last couple of weeks, it's only been 2 teams. Of course, in week 4, there was another 6-team week on a bye. But heading into week 9, or in week 9 now, 6 teams on a bye with the Packers, Lions, Falcons, Bears, Titans, and who's that 15? Who's that 6th team? Titans, Lions, Packers, Bears. Three NFC North teams, right?
The three NFC North, Atlanta, Bills. Buffalo, yes, yeah. And Tennessee.
Falcons, Bills, Bears, Lions, Packers, Titans. So I just quickly want to just review the players that are on a bye. And you take the quarterbacks, for example. All right, so 6 teams. You really have 4 fantasy-caliber quarterbacks on a bye this week. Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, Jay Cutler. All right, that's a problem.
Yes.
Look at the running backs. You got Matt Forte, Joique Bell, Reggie Bush, maybe even Theo Riddick coming on lately. You got Eddie Lacy. I'm not going to go into the Bills running backs or the Titans running backs. Wide receivers, though, totally different story. A lot of wide receivers not in action. Mm-hmm. Julio Jones, Roddy White, Sammy Watkins, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Golden Tate, Calvin Johnson, Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams. That's a lot.
Wide receivers, a position people are going to be hurting for the most this week. That is without a doubt true. And quarterback, like you said, 4 out of 6 teams, those are 4 viable stars. I mean, Rodgers and Matt Stafford, those are guys that are getting started every week. Matt Ryan probably in most leagues is getting started every week. And Jay Cutler is getting a lot of starts out there, too. He's owned in most teams, most leagues. So quarterback and wide receiver, people are going to need to be on the lookout for someone that they can replace those guys with. It's the hardest positions to fill in this weekend.
Now, tight ends has been a problem this year for fantasy, unless you have one of those elite five guys. Antonio Gates, Olsen, Jimmy Graham, Julius Thomas, Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, a lot of flip-flopping, a lot of work in the waiver wire, week-to-week matchups if you don't have one of those five guys.
And here's a perfect example. There's six teams on a bye this week. Guess how many people are affected in fantasy by their tight ends being on a bye? One team, Martellus Bennett, that's it. No one from the Bills, no one from the Lions, no one from the Titans. Packers have three guys. That's it. Just Martellus, no one from the Falcons, just Martellus Bennett. That's really incredible.
Yeah, a lot of options out there, tight end. So that's the one position, that's probably the easiest position to fill. If you have Martellus Bennett, everybody else should be good to go with their tight ends and shouldn't be dipping into the waiver wire. So if you're a Martellus Bennett owner, should be endless possibilities out there for you this weekend.
All right, some news from around the NFL now. Robert Griffin III, banged. He really didn't look good when he was healthy, but he's expected to start this week for the Redskins. Colt McCoy looked really good against the Cowboys. But Coach Jay Gruden says that he's going to go with Griffin III again in week nine.
Yeah, RG3 was supposed to be the guy to start when he was healthy, when he came back. Even when Kirk Cousins was playing well, the rumor was still RG3. When he's back, he's back. Once they pulled Kirk Cousins out and put Colt McCoy in, you know, halfway through the game a couple of weeks ago, you automatically knew once RG3 was healthy, he'd be back. I kind of question why they're putting him in this week because they got their bye next week. So I feel
That's what I was thinking. It
makes a little more sense just to give him those couple extra weeks. But I guess we'll find out what we got. I mean, a dislocated ankle it sounds severe to me. I don't know. Sounds uncomfortable. So, you know, I'm not an athlete. What do I know? But if he's good to run and cut on it, then I guess he's good to go. But without his legs, his ability to scramble and get out of the pocket, RG3 is kind of useless because if he's standing in there just throwing, he's not the RG3 that you want either fantasy-wise or if you're a Redskins fan.
Tony Romo is expected to suit up against the Cardinals, but he is a game-time decision. Now, the head coach, Jason Garrett, says that he's optimistic about Romo playing this weekend. They're taking on a Cardinals team that's, you know, if the Cowboys are number one in the NFC, the Cardinals are number two, or vice versa. So it's a very important matchup in terms of standings. Do you expect to see Romo this weekend?
Oh, man, this is a tough one. The fact that he came back into the game on Monday night is a good sign, I would think.
Yeah.
I would think that is more than likely shows that he's going to play this week. I don't know if I agree with it. Like we were saying last week, if you're messing around with that back area, you never know what could happen. He's planning to start, but all it takes is 10 minutes before game time and he stiffens up during warmups or something and he's not going to hit the field. So if you are a Tony Romo owner, make sure you have a backup quarterback on your roster that you're comfortable starting because there's a good chance you might have to throw him in right before the 1 o'clock games kick off on Sunday.
I have Romo in two leagues. I went out in one league, picked up Carson Palmer. The other league, I picked up Eli Manning.
Yeah, I have him in my main league. I grabbed Ben Roethlisberger off the waivers, and I grabbed RG3 too yesterday just because I heard he was coming back just to stash and you know, see what happens. I'll probably drop Big Ben after this weekend and roll with RG3 come the rest of the year if he looks semi-decent.
All right, how about the run? Oh, sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
How about the running backs? Giovanni Bernard missing some time in practice this week. It doesn't look very well. It doesn't look like he's going to play this weekend against the Jaguars. Looks like a game-time decision. It's too bad because it's a great matchup against Jacksonville. But I think that means Gio can't play. Rookie Jeremy Hill is going to have a big, big game.
Yeah, as a Jeremy Hill owner, I am totally okay with Gio not playing this weekend. And a few minutes before we got on the air, I was reading a little bit about this and found a report off the Bengals website that said Gio probably not going to play this weekend, potentially can miss the following game because they're playing on Thursday, week 10. So it's two real quick games. So anybody who owns Gio Bernard, just be aware. Same thing like the Tony Romo owners. You don't know what you're going to get, but if he misses this week, the good possibility he misses Thursday as well. So you could be missing two games out of Gio Bernard.
It's interesting. A couple guys asked me on Twitter this week if they should drop Jeremy Hill, and I didn't know if they weren't aware of the situation with Gio or if they were just panicking a little bit because he hasn't been playing that good. But I think Jeremy Hill is going to have a big game this weekend if Gio can't play. Their backup is Cedric Pierman. So Hill's going to get the action.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would drop him. It is a little depressing. He had a couple bad weeks in a row.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I mean, you know, outside of those last two games in week one, he's posted double-digit points every single week, found the end zone a couple times. He looks good. He looks like one of the better rookie running backs that we've seen this year, that's for sure. So no Gio Bernard. If Jeremy Hill does get most of the time to himself this Sunday and potentially Thursday to show what he can do, even when Gio comes back, they're probably going to use Jeremy Hill a lot more if he looks good these next two games and give Gio a little bit of rest. Because, like I said, he's not going to be able to take the pounding the rest of the year by himself.
Sticking with the running back positions, Rashad Jennings has already been ruled out for Monday night. Let's bring up another rookie here. Andre Williams is going to take over for Jennings, as he had for the Giants the last couple weeks. But he just hasn't been able to get the job done. It's plain and simple. He's not catching the ball out of the backfield. He's not picking up a lot of yards. 50, 60 yards is what Williams has been doing. Another rookie running back making some headlines this week. Charles Sims from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is expected to be in action. Doug Martin not practicing this week. He was seen in a walking boot on Monday and Tuesday. He didn't have the walking boot on today's practice, but he was still on the sidelines, and the coaches' staff for Tampa Bay really likes Charles Sims, and they're expecting to give him like 10 or 12 carries this weekend.
Yeah, Charles Sims, they were talking about him, another guy in the preseason they really liked. Guy can do a lot of things. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's got some speed. So it's a guy they like, and no Doug Martin practicing. Probably not going to be playing this week, and if he does, it's going to be very limited if you're in a walking boot 3 days before a game.
Right.
So we should see a little bit out of Charles Sims and see what he can do. But Doug Martin, if you're a Doug Martin owner, feel free to drop him at this point, because if Charles Sims looks semi-decent this weekend, Doug Martin is not going to be getting a lot of touches going through the rest of the year unless one of these two guys ahead of him gets hurt.
And finally, for some good news, A.J. Green of the Cincinnati Bengals is practicing this week, and it looks like he has a good shot at playing against the Jaguars. So that's certainly a bright spot in this somewhat marred injury-marred news report.
Yeah, A.J. Green's the key to the Cincinnati Bengals. Look how bad they've looked the last couple of weeks without him. I mean, yep. It's 100% apparent. Without A.J. Green, this team is nowhere close to being the same. So the Bengals brass saw A.J. Green go down. They better give this guy a butt ton of money just for being who he is, because you could tell without him, Andy Dalton looks like worse than Jake Locker, maybe. I don't know, but there's a comparison there, because he looked real bad without A.J. Green on the field.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500 is how you get on the line. And Mike in New York is in a 12-team PPR league. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Going good, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Sorry. I'm walking around in New York. I wasn't sure if I was coming in well. Hey, so listen, I got Gio Bernard, and you guys just talked about it. Not feeling great. Obviously, probably not going to play. Now, should I picked up just kind of on the flyer D'Angelo Williams, because they're saying he might be coming back tonight or playing for the Panthers. Do I roll the dice with him, or should I wait to see about Gio, and if he can't go, put in like a Jonas Gray or something?
You don't have Jeremy Hill?
No, but a jerk in my league snagged him right in the late rounds of the draft because he knew I'd need him.
Yeah. I don't – D'Angelo Williams – he is going to start tonight, so you know he's playing. I don't think Gio plays this week. I wouldn't risk it, and I don't know if you should risk it with Jonas Gray. But I haven't seen D'Angelo Williams since September 28th.
Right.
It's a decent matchup against the Panthers tonight, or excuse me, against the Saints. I don't know if you can trust D'Angelo Williams. I don't think you can trust Jonas Gray. You're in a tough spot here. The sure thing sounds like D'Angelo Williams, so I wouldn't want to risk going with Gio.
All right. Yeah.
Anthony, you disagree?
No, 100% agree with D'Angelo Williams. We don't know enough about Jonas Gray right now to throw him in here. And if D'Angelo Williams is starting, the Saints, not a good team in stopping running backs this year. They're in the bottom half of the league, giving up fantasy points, almost 21 fantasy points a week to running backs. So I would put in D'Angelo just because if Gio doesn't play and you're stuck with Jonas Gray, I just don't like that.
Well, all right. Well, thanks,
Mike, if it makes you feel any better, I'm starting D'Angelo Williams tonight too, because I had Joyke Bell and a couple other guys and Forte on a bye, so I have to use D'Angelo Williams tonight.
You know what, Bill? Honestly, it does make me feel a lot better. I know at least if he goes down, he'll go down with both of us.
Yeah, that's right. We can commiserate on over the weekend.
Sounds good. All right, guys.
All right, Mike.
Good luck, Mike.
Take care. Yeah, see, Anthony, he was one of those guys this weekend that I knew I had some bye week problems. All right, Droik Bell was on a bye. I picked up Booby Dixon last week. He was on a bye. Matt Forte's on a bye. And I'm looking at my lineup. I knew Rashad Jennings probably wasn't going to play. I have Andre Williams. So I'm taking a hit, a hard hit, this week at running back. I'm starting Andre Williams and D'Angelo Williams. Terrible. But sometimes on a week like this with six teams on a bye and some injuries at the running back position, it's just sometimes you just have to suck it up and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, everyone in your league's in the same boat. Everybody has bye weeks. I mean, maybe not the injury situation, but yeah, everybody's got a bye week. So same thing. Maybe the guy you're playing against, he's got something bad going on with his, you know, if he doesn't have Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb this week, it kind of evens out. But it's a tough spot. At least you have a solid starter in Andre Williams to anchor the backfield a little bit in the Williamses.
Yeah, the Williamses brothers.
Williams? William Cousins? I don't know.
William I. William I.
Not sure how that goes.
Yeah, I'm not good with that grammar stuff, which is weird because, you know, we're on the radio. Nick in Boston is up next. He's in the 10-team Standard League. Hello, Nick.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, this is like the best weekend in New England. This is, I kind of know now how my dad felt back in the 80s with Bird and Johnson, because this rivalry between Brady and Peyton is something extremely special. Every time this matchup happens around here, it's crazy. So I'm just soaking it all in right now, guys. It's great.
Are you going to the game?
I have been trying to get tickets. It's a possibility. We'll see. I would really love to be there, but if it doesn't happen, that's okay. You know, I'll just watch with some of my friends from home. But, yeah, I would so love to be there this weekend.
Well, congratulations, Nick. As caller number two into the Fantasy Football Champs, you just won some free tickets to the game.
Yeah. Don't screw around with me, Bill. Come on.
Oh, well, at least you knew I was only messing around.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. But anyway, so I've got two star number seven questions here. So first one, I got a flex spot in this 10-team standard this weekend, and I'm debating between Anquan Boldin or Lorenzo Taliaferro. Do you know anything about Forsett status and whether that would sway me to put in Taliaferro?
Yeah, good question. Forsett was back in practice today, so it sounds like he's going to play. I like Taliaferro because he gets the goal line work. But Anquan Boldin went off against the Rams. That was just two games ago. 90 yards, a touchdown. He had seven catches. So I'd go with Anquan Boldin here.
Okay. And then the other one, now obviously I'm a Patriots fan, so this is interesting. This guy in my another 12-team standard league, he dropped Tom Brady after week, like, three or something like that. And I couldn't leave him sitting out there, so I picked him up, even though he has the same bye week as my other quarterback, Andrew Luck. So now I've been trying to trade Brady to sort of stack, you know, build up either running back or wide receiver, but it hasn't happened yet. So now, do I go with my guy Brady and stack him with LaFell, who I also have starting this week, or do I stick with Luck, who is also projected to have a pretty big Monday night?
Oh boy, that is a tough question, and I'm going to take the bias out of this one. Because that seems like always the smart thing to do. Yep. And I'm just going to tell you to go with Luck.
Okay.
I mean, he's better than Peyton this year. Andrew Luck's been playing incredible. Now, you mentioned that you're trying to trade one of them because they both have the same bye week. This is the week to get it done. We went over the quarterbacks that have a bye. Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, Jay Cutler, Matt Stafford. Someone out there is using an Alex Smith, a Ryan Tannehill.
You hit the nail right on the head. The guy I've been trying to trade him for is starting Alex Smith. I mean, okay, he's playing the Jets, so that might be okay, but Tom Brady against the Broncos, way better upside in terms of points, and he just hasn't been responding. I'm trying to trade him Brady for, you know, like one of his pretty good wide receivers, like not top tier because he has Demetrius Thomas, but like, you know, Kelvin Benjamin or something like that, but he is not responding. So, I don't know what more I can do. I'm trying to get on him about it, but, you know, we'll see.
Is he not interested, or is he just not responding?
He's just not seeing it. I don't know if he's not checking his team this week for some reason. I mean, sure, you know, he's a pretty busy guy. I know that, but, you know, I mean, we'll see. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. I really want to try and trade him this week, but you know, it may or may not happen at this point. But
yeah, dude, this would be the week to do it.
I know. All right, well, yeah, I'll go with Luck. That was kind of what I was thinking, you know. But you know, again, there's so much emotion in this matchup, man. But you know, yeah, we'll see what happens. But anyway, thank you very much for the advice, guys.
Best of luck to you, Nick. Good luck getting those tickets too.
Yeah, thanks.
Kev, what's the deal with the Patriot Broncos tickets? People don't like sell them in the parking lot?
They probably do.
I mean, yeah, it's got to be...
probably for a lot more than face value, though.
StubHub?
I think StubHub.
Probably, Ace Ticket? Ace Ticket?
Yeah, they probably all have tickets. I would assume they're well more than face value, though.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You know, I think you can get in, but you have to have the means, if you know what I mean. You got to have the cashish.
Yeah.
Like our millionaire over there.
This is one of those games that I think you're pony up the cash for. This could be the last time you see him play, Brady versus Peyton in Gillette, unless the Pats get a home field advantage for the playoffs. This could be the last time.
Yeah, that's what we. I mean, it was the same thing last year, Bill.
I know. But whatever, man. You do it for the memory.
No, I'm with you. I think this is one of the few games that if I was on the street in my normal everyday life and I was a business guy or whatever making. Half decent money. Maybe I'm not a rich guy. Maybe it puts me in a little bit of a hole for next month's bills, but it's probably worth it.
Yeah.
If you really love football and you really love the Patriots, it's probably worth it.
I agree with you. That's a tough call, though. Anthony, you have any suggestions when you have a two-quarterback situation like that and your guy doesn't want to make a trade with you?
But yeah, that's a really rough spot, but you can't go against Andrew Luck right now. You just can't do it. I mean, the guy's the hottest guy in fantasy football this year. You can't sit him, scoring 31 points per game on average. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is number two in the league, and he's scoring almost 7 points less a game than Andrew Luck right now. So it's tough. I mean, Tom Brady's playing out of his mind the last couple games, so I understand where the dilemma comes in, but I can't sit Andrew Luck. I just can't do it. He's the best player in fantasy football. You can't sit him over anybody.
Let's get to some emails here. Webradio@patriots.com. Is the email. Higgins in Seattle, still funny, is furious over the network scheduling. Again, Broncos and Patriots are 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Sunday. Ravens and Steelers are the Sunday night primetime game, football night in America. Higgins says, hey guys, instead of being able to watch Peyton and Brady face off, I'm stuck watching the juggernaut Oakland Raiders face the Seattle Seahawks. Hashtag why no primetime. So that's a problem when you're living in Seattle. You don't get to watch your favorite team anymore.
That's rough. Yeah, that is real rough. Oh, God. Raiders, Seahawks over Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Sorry to hear that, Higgins. God bless you, man.
Higgins also has a question for his standard league. Pick two here, Sproles, Vereen, or Ben Tate?
Ben Tate.
That was like a little Yoda.
Yeah, I would go Ben Tate and Darren Sproles since he's back and healthy. I mean, Darren Sproles, when he's been playing, is the better of the two running backs in Philadelphia. He's been outperforming Shady McCoy, so that's the reason I would take Sproles over Vereen. But Ben Tate playing solid since he came back from his injury, so I like Ben Tate too.
I do like Ben Tate. I'm going to disagree with you on the Sproles-Vereen debate, only because even though it's a non-PPR league, I think Vereen gets into the end zone because it's just going to be one of those games where I think it's going to be high scoring and the Pats are going to be using the passing attack, and that's where Vereen excels. Also from Higgins, Big Ben or Nick Foles?
Another good one, but, man, they both, threw over 400 yards last week. They both had very nice weeks last week. Ben Roethlisberger, obviously a career day for him. I'm going to go Nick Foles because, like we were saying earlier, Baltimore-Pittsburgh just tends to be one of those more defensive battles. I mean, not that Ben Roethlisberger can't throw a couple touchdowns again because this offense of Pittsburgh, the passing offense, is a lot better than any passing offense he's probably been on near his entire career. But Nick Foles and Philadelphia, they love to throw the ball. They're not going to stop throwing the ball. He threw it, 63 times last week, I believe?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Nick Foles, pass-happy team in a game that will probably be scoring more points than Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
I'm with you there. The last outing, week two, is when the Steelers and the Ravens kicked off, and Big Ben didn't have a touchdown in that game, and he only had 217 yards. So don't go chasing last week's numbers for Big Ben Roethlisberger. That was a career day, one in, a lifetime, basically, over 500 yards, six touchdowns. Don't go chasing those stats. Nick Foles is the guy for this week. I agree with you, Anthony. Fantasy Football Egghead has a quick lineup question. Thanks, Bill and Anthony. We'll keep this simple. We love that. Non-PPR, he currently has Jeremy Hill and Odell Beckham as his running back two and flex. Should he keep them in or swap for Andre Williams, Travis Kelce, or Isaiah Crowell?
I'm not touching Jeremy Hill, obviously, especially with Geo. Odds are not playing. Jeremy Hill has to be in your lineup if you own him. Odell Beckham as the flex? Oh, man. I'm not a huge Andre Williams fan this week just because he hasn't been doing much with Jennings on the sideline. I mean, he's putting up 5 points a week the 2 weeks he started. So I'm not a huge fan in that respect, but in a non-PPR league, I feel like you got to go with the running back. He's going to get a lot more touches, so I'm not a huge Andre Williams fan this week, but I would play him over Odell Beckham just because of the position he plays.
I'm almost tempted to say put in Travis Kelce. Kelce has a great lineup, great matchup this weekend against the Jets. The Jets have been torched by tight ends. They're allowing the third most points to opposing tight ends and six touchdowns in their last four games just to tight ends. So that's a pretty impressive number. You think about it, it's not like the Chiefs have a ton of options in that passing attack. If Kelce scares you a little bit, I'm fine with that. I do think Giants-Colts, high-scoring game. Odell Beckham's the number two receiver there. Good chance to get into the end zone. So I'm fine with him using Hill and Beckham. Williams and Kelce are probably a little bit of a riskier play, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely more of a big risk, big reward kind of guys with those two. You're right. But Travis Kelce, also a really good option going against the New York Jets, who can't stop anybody in the passing game.
All right, we are just getting started here on the Fantasy Football Champs. Coming back with our best buy and overpriced players for Week 9. Going to try to help you guys win $1 million playing fantasy football. That's all coming up next right here on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved, with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of Domino's. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Go. All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. We are broadcasting live from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, about another hour and 15 minutes left. But you can always hit us up on Twitter, at Bill Enright, at FFChamps, at the PPR Monster, if you have any lineup questions. We're also taking your phone calls and your emails throughout the rest of the show, 855-728-7500. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. Anthony, I said we're going to get into our best buy and overpriced players for week 9, but I do want to take a quick one or two phone calls first. Don't want to keep these guys on hold for too long. John in Buffalo is up next on the Fantasy Football Champs. He's in the 10-team PPR league. Hey, John.
Hello there. How are you?
Doing good, man. What do you got for us today?
I need to start one of these two wide receivers this week, and they are Brandon Cooks, which is playing tonight, or Michael Crabtree. I've got to start one of them.
The last time the 49ers played the Rams, Crabtree had 3 catches for 49 yards and a touchdown. Now, they're coming off a bye. I always like players that are coming off a bye. Brandon Cooks had a big game last week against the Packers. I don't think you would normally consider this if it wasn't for that big game last week. We know the Saints are a different team when they're playing outside that dome. I have them ranked relatively similar, 20 and 22. with Cooks getting the slight edge. They're really close in the rankings. Anthony, what do you think?
This is a tough one, like you said, but personally, I'm going with Cooks just because if Crabtree doesn't get into the end zone, he's kind of worthless this year. Yeah. I mean, three touchdowns this year, and the games that he hasn't scored a touchdown, he hasn't put up more than four fantasy points. So just based on the fact I can't be guaranteed he's getting in the end zone, I'd rather take my chances with Brandon Cooks, who is going to catch a lot of passes, get a lot of looks. Maybe he doesn't get in the end zone, but he might get you eight catches for 80, 90 yards, and I'd rather take 16, 17 points than four.
Yeah, I think Anthony gives the good logic there. I'm with him.
The only other possibility is I do have Brandon LaFall on waivers. I could pick up him. Would that make it any different?
No, LaFall, I have him ranked 26th. I have Crabtree ranked 22nd. Cooks ranked 20th.
Okay, I appreciate your help.
All right, John, best of luck.
Good luck, Sean.
Wide receivers, you know, when... I bet he had a bye week problem this week.
Yeah,
because it didn't sound like, you know, with like LaFell on the waivers, really, that doesn't sound right. So it sounds like someone with the bye weeks was probably letting him know, was probably messing with him this week.
What did we say earlier? Wide receivers gonna be the toughest position to fill for this bye week. So more than likely, if you're looking at a lot of people drafting Michael Crabtree, expecting to get number one wide receiver, if not number two wide receiver production, you're not even getting flex production out of him right now, really. So if you drafted Michael Crabtree, it's a tough year. But if you're considering playing him this week, you know how hard up you are at running back or wide receiver. I'm sorry.
Best buy and overpriced players for Week 9. This is for the Week 9 Millionaire Maker Contest over at DraftKings. They're our title sponsor for the show. You get a free entry if you go to ffchamps.com/million. Go back and listen to the Tuesday show. Mike Levitt came on the show, told us about his team, said he's been playing for a year, didn't do anything special, didn't do anything crazy, just used the players that he thought were going to be standouts at their position. He had Brady, he had Gronk, he had LaFell. It's... When you hindsight is 20/20. When you go back and look at the winners' teams, I'm always finding myself saying, well, yeah, those were such obvious choices. We try to help you dodge through some of the BS that comes along when it daily fantasy. Some of the overpriced guys with just absurd salaries and some of the underpriced guys because maybe the matchup's good and I like the way they've been playing, or the defense is a little bit banged up and they're giving a lot of points to opposing position. So best buy players, overpriced players, something we do here every week, try to help you guys win $1 million playing fantasy football. And again, it's ffchamps.com/million. We always start off with the quarterback. So best buy quarterbacks this week, I have five of them here. I'll start it off with Brady. $8,400 versus the Broncos. The guy has 13 touchdowns in his last three games, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring game against Denver this weekend. I also like Colin Kaepernick against the St. Louis Rams, $7,000, a divisional opponent. They played just two games ago. The 49ers are coming off a bye. Kaepernick had three touchdowns and 343 yards. Andy Dalton, $6,300 versus the Jaguars. He's getting A.J. Green back. Cupcake matchup against Jacksonville. My absolute steal, Ant, is Alex Smith against the Jets for $5,700. I think it's the best matchup for any quarterback this week. Gang Green has given up the most points to opposing quarterbacks for their first eight games of the year. And then Brian Hoyer against who are the Browns playing this year? No, this week. Brian Hoyer against
Tampa Bay, I believe.
Yeah, Tampa Bay. You know what I did, right? I wrote Brian Hoyer versus the Browns, which makes no sense.
Yeah, I was wondering,
Brian Hoyer.
You know.
I do that every single week without fail. Brian Hoyer, $5,300 versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Great matchup for him. Not a lot of firepower in that offense, but I think Hoyer has to do something this week before the coaches start thinking maybe Johnny Manziel time.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Brian Hoyer. He's a very consistent, not a very flashy player, but he gets it done. I mean, the Browns are winning. They're in contention for the division and a wild card spot, so... If you're Cleveland, you can't just go and say, oh, we want Johnny Manziel in there because he's flashy and we drafted him in the first round. Brian Hoyer's getting your team where you want to be in, into relevance and into the conversation as the year goes on. So Brian Hoyer, a guy like, same thing, Alex Smith facing the Jets is a great option. And Colin Kaepernick against the Rams, he put up 32 points last time they played a couple weeks ago, and that's the most points he put up in a single week since week one of last season. So he likes to play the Rams. Colin Kaepernick, a great value at $7,000.
Overpriced quarterbacks, I got three of them here. Russell Wilson, $7,800 versus the Raiders. The price is not bad. But if you're expecting a blowout like I am, how much is Seattle really going to be passing in the third and fourth quarter? Because I think it's going to be one of those kind of games.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at all. And if that's the case, like you said, not a lot of passing, big doses of Marshawn Lynch and Russell Wilson. He might get you a couple touchdowns in the first half, but like you said, if you're up by 28 points against the Raiders, which very well could be happening in Seattle, you're not going to get a lot out of Russell Wilson in the second half of that game.
Ben Roethlisberger, Sunday Night Football, $7,500 versus the Ravens. I'm telling you guys, don't go chasing Big Ben's Week 8 stats. It's once in a lifetime. The first time these teams met was in Week 2 of this year. Roethlisberger, no touchdowns, and just 217 yards. And then Mike Vick comes in at $6,600 versus the Chiefs. I know he still has some potential with his rushing ability, but their passing game is just terrible. And Mike Vick, he's so over the hill at this point that I can't trust him at that price.
I totally agree. I hate the New York Jets, all their players this week. You can't trust them. A new quarterback, like you said, too old, too slow. He's going to get some rushing yards, but he's just not the Michael Vick that we saw in 2010. He's not the same guy. So Michael Vick should not be in any lineup, whether you're playing daily or regular fantasy football. I don't want to see him in any lineup.
Marshawn Lynch. Oh, let's move over to running backs now. Best Buy running backs. I have Marshawn Lynch against the Raiders. $6,100. Now, I didn't like Russell Wilson because I don't think they'll be passing a lot in this game. I think they're going to get an early lead and they'll run the ball, which should bode well for Marshawn Lynch. Now, if you buy into all that drama with his head coach and everything that's happening in the locker room, then you'll probably want to shy away from Lynch. But he's only $6,100, and the Raiders have given up the fifth most points to opposing running backs. I think beast mode wakes up in front of that home crowd in Seattle.
Love Marshawn Lynch this week as well. At points we just said, they're going to be running the ball a lot. They're going to wear down the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders defense is not very good overall, but even worse against the run, second worst team against the run this year. So that Seattle team is going to come in, get back to what they were used to doing, ground and pound, running the ball, trying to get that defense back on track like they were playing last year. And Marshawn Lynch, amazing value this weekend on DraftKings.
I love when players are taking on their former teams, and that's what's happening with Ahmad Bradshaw, $5,800 versus New York Giants this weekend. And the guy's averaging 18 fantasy points a game in the full-point PPR format, which, of course, DraftKings is a full-point PPR. So that's great value there at $5,800. I also like Denard Robinson, $4,800. Taking on the Bengals, he has back-to-back games of over 100 yards, and the Bengals have allowed at least one touchdown to opposing running backs in their last five games. Like the matchup, like the price, like the recent production from Shoelace. And then Shane Vereen of the Pats, $4,600. Now, listen, we all know that the Patriots' backfield can be maddening because we never know who's going to be the focal point. Last week it was Jonas Gray with 86 yards and, 18 carries, 17 carries. But I think it's going to be one of those games where it's going to be Brady versus Manning, and it's going to be a shootout, and it's going to be a lot of passing, and I think it's going to be a lot of scoring. So for that reason, I like Shane Vereen this week.
100%. I totally agree. Like you said, Shane Vereen is one of these guys. He's going to be the number one there, and he's going to get his touches. He might be not the number one, per se, in terms of rushing attempts, but he's going to get the most snaps. He's going to get the most looks. He can catch the ball out of the backfield, and the Broncos, they give up a lot of passing yards to everybody, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, doesn't matter. So Shane Vereen, excellent value. I mean, even if he doesn't have the Shane Vereen game that he did against the Jets a couple weeks ago, you're still going to get value for him for that, $4,600.
My absolute steal this week is Jeremy Hill. He'll only cost you $4,000. Taking on a Jaguars team that is really weak when it comes to opposing running backs. And again, we've been saying it a lot this show. Giovanni Bernard is pretty banged up, and I don't expect him to play. So Jeremy Hill, the rookie, could be a steal at $4,000. And then a big risk, small price, Juwan Thompson of the Denver Broncos, $3,200, taking on the Patriots team. Now, he scored two touchdowns last week, so that's not something you can ignore. You know, instead, Ronnie Hillman was having a great game, and instead of just giving him the ball on the goal line, they brought in Thompson. So that's something you have to take note of. And at $3,200, maybe he gets into the end zone again. Maybe he picks up 4,000. Maybe he picks up 40 yards, and then that'll give you a 10 to 12 point day. It's not bad.
Yeah, 4,000 yards would be wonderful, but I don't see that happening. So, Jeremy Hill, though, $4,000, he might be the steal of the week out of every single position. So,
yeah.
Jeremy Hill's a guy that lineups I'm setting myself in DraftKings. He's going to be in every single lineup I make, I think, just because that value is unbelievable against the team he's playing, and he's going to get the carries. Don't be surprised if they give him the ball 20, 25 times this week.
Overpriced running backs, the guys that we're staying away from. I'll start it off with Arian Foster, $9,900 versus the Eagles. I know he's been playing insane lately, but at $9,900, that's 20% of your total budget. He's going for around the same price as Andrew Luck, and I just don't believe in spending that money, that much money. Even though the matchup's great, the Philadelphia Eagles really can't stop anyone on defense. The matchup's great, but it's just way too much money for Arian Foster this weekend. Le'Veon Bell, $7,000 versus the Ravens. I know he's been on fire, but his worst performance of the year happened to come against Baltimore in week two when he ran for just 59 yards. Brandon Oliver, $5,700 versus the Dolphins. I like Oliver as a running back too this week in your traditional draft leagues. You picked him up a couple weeks ago. You've been rolling with him ever since. I think you do that again in week nine. But compare his price to someone like Ahmad Bradshaw when you have the option of picking any running back, and that's why I don't like him. That's why I think he's overpriced. He's up there with the same price as an Andre Ellington or an Ahmad Bradshaw, so I'm staying away from Brandon Oliver. And then Darren McFadden, $4,800. In this article I wrote, I said three reasons to stay away from Darren McFadden. One, he plays on the Raiders. Two, he's playing against the Seahawks. Three, he's playing in Seattle. So those are three solid reasons to stay away from Run DMC.
Yeah, you know, Arian Foster for $9,900 sticks out to me. It's a steep amount. Anytime I see a guy going for over $8,000, it's hard for me to really look at him because you're spending such a large chunk of your budget on one player. Arian Foster could go off and put up 40 points this week, but if you spend $10,000 and he, you know, has a dud game or blows out a hamstring in the first quarter, you're not going to come back from something like that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Do you do any auction leagues?
I don't play any throughout the regular season. During the mock draft season, I do like to go on and just mess around with them a little bit, but I've never done one, for a regular fantasy season.
Right, but you understand the concept.
Yes.
So when you're doing an auction league, you always are looking at percentage of total budget. And that's kind of how I looked at guys like Arian Foster, and I'll get into my overpriced wide receivers in a little bit. But some of these guys this week, they were just way, way overpriced. Like, way too much money, way too high of a percentage or too big of a chunk of your total budget to really, like you said, once you see a guy over $8,000, you really have to say, well, he better finish as the number one player, not only in a position, but probably top five out of anyone all week.
Yeah, he has to. I mean, like I said, spending $10,000 for one player, that's a fifth of your budget, and you got eight more spots for four. You're basically spending $5,000 a player for every other position you have. So it's a tough spot to put yourself in. It's one of those things where I like to make a lineup, use guys that are all kind of in the middle, and then just play with it from there, readjust, take two or three guys out, put a higher price player in, and then see what I can do from there. But Arian Foster, Andrew Luck this week, same thing, $10,000. Just two guys playing insanely great, out of their minds. Daily fantasy, though, this week, just too rich for my blood.
Best Buy wide receivers now. Jeremy Maclin, $7,600 versus the Texans. Houston is getting torched this year by opposing wide receivers. Allowed at least one touchdown in every game to just wide receivers since week two. So Jeremy Maclin, big game in week eight. I think he continues that trend in week nine as the Eagles are taking on the Houston Texans. DeAndre Hopkins in that same game, $5,400 versus the Eagles. He has 95 yards in week eight, 108 yards in week seven. Philly's defense is very receiver friendly. They have allowed the third most points to opposing wide receivers. Anquan Boldin, we mentioned him earlier in the show, $5,000 versus the Rams. Boldin had his best game of the year versus St. Louis, again, just two games ago. It's crazy these teams are playing again. San Fran had the bye in Week 8. They played the Broncos in Week 7. And then just in Week 6, they had the St. Louis Rams. So Anquan Boldin in that game, 7 catches, 94 yards, and a touchdown. But my absolute steal might shock a lot of people. It's Dwayne Bowe of the Kansas City Chiefs for $4,500 taking on the New York Jets. Their passing attack is pretty much non-existent when you're talking about the Chiefs. But really, it's Jamaal Charles, Dwayne Bowe, and Travis Kelce. And the Jets are getting torched by receivers, getting torched by tight ends. So you throw some $4,500 on Dwayne Bowe, I think he can get you 75 yards, a touchdown this week, and 6 catches.
If Dwayne Bowe is going to do anything this year, you know, outside of a game he had a few weeks ago, I don't remember if that was the Patriots game when he had a decent amount of points. The last couple of years, Dwayne Bowe is not performing like we've expected. We thought, you know, maybe a quarterback that's a little more stable like Alex Smith might make him a little bit better.
Yeah.
Hasn't really got a good connection going with him in the last couple of years. So if Dwayne Bowe does put up a good game this year, or a really good game, it's going to be this week.
Yeah, it's now or never.
That's it. So, you know, it's sad. Dwayne Bowe a couple of years ago looked like he was a man on fire scoring 15 touchdowns. And since that year in 2010, he hasn't put up 15 combined touchdowns in the next 4 years. So
nuts.
It's just not looking good. But like you said, New York Jets coming to town. If anything can revitalize you for a couple of weeks, this has got to be it.
My big risk, small price is Michael Floyd taking on the Dallas Cowboys. $3,800. This guy has been a 5,000, 5,200, 5,400, 5,800 priced wide receiver all season long. He had one bad matchup last week against the Eagles. He had a big fat goose egg in receptions and obviously in yards and touchdowns, no catches. I actually thought, when I was going through the salary, I actually thought he was Malcolm Floyd because the price was so low. I see M. Floyd, and it's $3,800. I was like, oh, yeah, all right, that makes sense. And then I'm like, looking, I'm like, wait, that was against the Cowboys. That's Michael Floyd this week. So he's my big risk, small price, because obviously the price is small, $3,800. He's a risk because the guy didn't do anything last week. Is that a big risk? I don't think so. What are the chances of him getting back-to-back weeks of zero catches? Or even if he has just 3 catches this week, I think that'd be a disappointment.
Yeah, Michael Floyd, it was one thing, you know, people last week were probably really hung up on him, 0 points. It's tough to deal with. If he's in your lineup and you get a zero out of somebody, it's the hardest thing you got to swallow in fantasy football, especially for someone who doesn't get injured and miss the game. I mean, he played the entire game, so it's tough, but he's not going to do that again. He's not going to throw up another goose egg, probably for the rest of the year. Larry Fitzgerald just had a huge game. He was the guy on fire. Carson Palmer kept feeding him, so...
Yep.
I wouldn't worry about it. Michael Floyd's still the guy there. He's still going to be the number one. Larry Fitzgerald had a great game. You're not going to see that out of Larry Fitzgerald the rest of this year.
You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. We are going over our Best Buy overpriced players for the Millionaire Maker Contest at DraftKings in Week 9. Get in on the action for free, ffchamps.com/million. All right, so that was our Best Buy wide receivers. Time for our overpriced wide receivers. I'm starting off with Antonio Brown. And for the same reason that we gave you with Arian Foster, Brown is $9,100. He's versus the Ravens. That's 18% of your total budget. He's been a top 3 receiver every single week, no doubt about it. But again, he didn't score a touchdown against the Ravens in Week 2. His price is way too high. I'm staying away from our guy, Antonio Brown.
Same thing. Too much money. That's all there is to it. Great production. But if we talked about it, Baltimore-Pittsburgh, usually a low-scoring game. You can't put a lot of stock and a lot of faith into your players that are priced that high on DraftKings to begin with, and guys where you know the history is going to be a low-scoring game more than likely. So Antonio Brown, love him in the fantasy world. I just don't love him on daily fantasy this weekend.
Pierre Garçon is taking on the Minnesota Vikings, and even with RG3 back in action, I think the $6,100 price tag for Garçon, just a little bit too expensive. Minnesota doesn't do a whole lot right, but one of the things they do well is shutting down opposing wide receivers. Just 2 touchdowns all year or excuse me, just two touchdowns to receivers in their last three games. So that's quite the accomplishment for some for what some you know many people consider a bad defense.
Yeah. I mean, 100% agree. Really, not much more to say about that. It's just a fact. That's all there is to it.
Dante Moncrief, $5,300 versus the Giants. I know he had a good game last week against the Steelers. It really depends if Reggie Wayne's going to be back in action. If Reggie Wayne's in, that's way overpriced for Moncrief. And even if Reggie Wayne's out, $5,300, they're treating him like a wide receiver two, and I consider him more of a three this week. And then Eric Decker versus the Chiefs, $4,700. You know, before the Percy Harvin trade, at least with Decker, we knew he would get a lot of targets. And it was up to him whether he caught it and then, you know, did something after the catch. But now with Percy Harvin, we don't even know if he's going to get the targets anymore.
Yeah. 100% agreed. I mean, Eric Decker, he's been playing solid, especially in a PPR format. But I think when it's all said and done, he'll be the guy to benefit the most from Percy Harvin. But you're right, Percy Harvin's going to get his looks too. He has to. So Eric Decker, until you know 100% what that team's doing, and it might not even happen by the end of 2014, the way they're going with putting Michael Vick back in there, you just don't know what you're getting out of that team. So I'm avoiding New York Jets players until I feel more comfortable that they know what the hell they're doing themselves.
All right, last but not least is the tight end position. Started off with Julius Thomas, $5,600 versus the Patriots. I know he's been quiet lately, but the Pats are allowing tight ends to find the end zone the last 2 weeks. So I think, Bennett had a really big game against the Patriots, and I think it was New York Jets. Jeff Cumberland had a touchdown against the Patriots as well, going back a couple games. So Julius Thomas should have a good game against the Pats this week. And then Travis Kelce against the Jets, $4,100. They're allowing the third most points to opposing tight ends. Six touchdowns just to tight ends in their last four games. That's quite the feat.
Yeah. Like you said earlier, Julius Thomas, I love Julius Thomas this week. He hasn't scored a touchdown in a couple weeks. He's got to get back on that bandwagon at some point, and the New England Patriots could be the best medicine for him. Like you said, Martellus Bennett put up 21 points on him a couple weeks ago, or last week, I'm sorry. Jeff Cumberland did. He got in the end zone. Travis Kelce, speaking of Travis Kelce, he put up 23 points against the New England Patriots a few weeks back in Kansas City on that Monday night game. So a love for that value for $5,600. Julius Thomas would be my first tight end that I'm going to throw in my lineup.
And then overpriced tight ends, Larry Donnell, $4,600 versus the Colts. This guy really fell off in a big way. I mean, he had three touchdowns in week four and has had just 10 fantasy points since that game. So Larry Donnell, you could stay away from him, $4,600 Monday night. And then Tim Wright of the Pats, $4,500. Now, listen, his touchdown rate is incredible. I mean, this guy, whenever he catches the ball, it's a touchdown. 12 catches for four touchdowns in the last four games, which is like one touchdown for every three catches, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's insane. But there's nothing to back that up. Like, there's no method to how the Patriots have been using him. There's not a lot of consistency there.
Yeah, if you're in a touchdown-only type league, love Tim Wright because he's a guy that's going to get in the end zone for you. But when you're in a league where you're relying on points to coming from receptions and from yards too, Tim Wright's just not the best pickup. Yeah, he might get in the end zone. That's great. But if he gets you one catch for 1 yard and a touchdown and seven total points, as opposed to a guy like Travis Kelce who might get you eight catches for 80 yards or something like that, I just rather have a guy I know is going to get a lot more targets and potentially get a lot more yardage. Even if he doesn't get into the end zone, I'm taking my chances that way, especially in a DraftKings-type format.
All right, so that wraps up our best buy and overpriced players for Week 9. Again, getting on the action for the Millionaire Maker Tournament. $2.5 million in cash prizes, $1 million to first place. You go to ffchamps.com/million. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to go to Mac in Vegas for a 14-team PPR League. What's going on, Mac?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going
up, well, man?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. I love the show. Thank you.
You got Welcome. It, buddy. Thanks Welcome. For listening.
Hey, because of your system, I am undefeated in my league.
Ooh, love hearing that.
All right.
Sweet, yeah. So I have a pending trade, and it's I have DeMarco Murray, and my commissioner has Demaryius Thomas. I wanted to get your thoughts if it's worth it.
Someone asked us this question, I think, earlier in the week, and we said...
That was me on Twitter. I wrote you on Twitter last night.
Oh, it was you on Twitter. Okay. I think so. I think still think someone asked us on earlier in the week, and I think we said, don't get rid of. Am I making this up? A figment of my imagination?
No, we had a question about DeMarco Murray getting swapped out for a top wide receiver. I don't remember if it was Demaryius Thomas or not 100%, but yeah, we had a very similar situation on Tuesday or last Thursday, whatever
Mac,
it was.
Mac, tell us about your team a little bit.
Well, I have T.Y. Hilton, DeSean Jackson, and I think that's who I can play this week.
Okay.
That's it.
And then who are your running backs?
I have DeMarco Murray and Arian Foster.
And who else?
Let me look. My phone's been acting all crazy.
See, because the problem is this. If you have – all right, so Arian Foster and DeMarco Murray, that's great, but – T.Y. Hilton and DeSean Jackson, is that it? That's all you got?
And it's a two-quarterback league, and I have Phillip Rivers and Kyle Orton.
Okay.
And now it won't let me sign into my freaking team.
All right, well, just my point is this. You have to have a better who's your number three running back?
That's all I've played this year is Arian Foster and DeMarco Murray.
Oh, well. How many do you
have to start? And my tight end, Martellus Bennett.
How many do you start?
Three wide, two running backs, a tight end, and a flex. But
all right,
flex
so
can be a quarterback.
I understand that, but you won't have another running back if you trade away DeMarco Murray.
Well, I was going to go pick up Bobby Rainey.
Oh, no, I can't. See, that's the problem here. I just can't suggest. I can't suggest that because, all right, so maybe you're going from, let's say, Foster, and just I'm throwing this out there. Let's say Foster and Murray score you 40 points a week, okay? And T.Y. and DeSean score you 30 points a week. So now you're at 70 points a week. Now all of a sudden with Foster and Rainey, you're not scoring 40 points a week. You're scoring 25 a week. And with Demaryius added in, I don't think he makes up the difference on what you were losing out with Murray.
I hear you. Sounds good.
I don't know, man. It sounds like you might need to know a little bit more about your team. Next time, maybe you can call in or hit us up on Twitter, because if you're using three wide receivers and you only have two of them, you have to have a third guy there. So I don't know. It sounds like he was having some trouble with this.
Yeah, you know, you're riding and dying with DeMarco Murray and Arian Foster this year if you drafted them, you know, back-to-back, something like that. But you're 8-0 right now. I mean, it's a good chance to take, because even if you lose the next, you know, three out of the next five games, you're still probably going to be in the playoffs. You're still probably going to be a top seed. You might get a bye if your league does something like that. So if you got DeMarco Murray and Arian Foster, I think you just got to ride them right now, because you're not going to get enough value back for either of those guys.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's... Yeah.
And I believe it was Russ who asked us, it was the same question, DeMarco Murray against Demaryius Thomas, if it was a good trade. I believe it was our buddy Russell in NYC.
Yeah, but his situation was a little different.
It was. It definitely was. But it was the same question, DeMarco Murray for Demaryius Thomas straight up.
Yeah. And what did we tell him?
We told him to hang on to DeMarco Murray. I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So I would do that. I mean, DeMarco Murray, look, he's always got the possibility of getting injured. We know what his history is. It doesn't mean he's going to get hurt, and he's just playing at such an insane level. It's like saying a couple of years ago, would you trade Adrian Peterson when he's on the verge of 2,000 yards for a wide receiver who's, you know, a top-tier guy, but not doing what Adrian Peterson's doing, something that could be historic. So I just, after halfway through the season, seeing DeMarco Murray just week after week, 100 yards touchdown, 100 yards touchdown, 100 yards touchdown, I can't give him up.
Yeah, he's having one of those special seasons where, you know, it's like Adrian Peterson, it's like Chris Johnson, it's like...
Yeah, he's going to lead you to a championship, and if you trade him for Demaryius Thomas, not that Demaryius Thomas is going to put up great numbers for you, because he has been, and I don't see him slowing down this year, but if you give up DeMarco Murray and you end up losing in a championship game against DeMarco Murray, you're going to hate yourself for freaking ever.
Yeah, I'm with you. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to go to Todd in Jacksonville. He's in a 10-team PPR league. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. I got some random questions here and I'm struggling with. I need, out of four guys, I need a wide receiver and a flex. And the four guys are Sproles, Stewart, Cooks, and Randall.
All right, so it's Cooks and Randall for the wide receiver spot, obviously. I'm going to go with Brandon Cooks over Reuben Randall there. So that leaves Reuben Randall, Darren Sproles, and you got to tell me the other guy.
Jonathan Stewart.
Jonathan Stewart.
Yeah, I just picked him up off this week off of waivers just because of the fact that my running backs are kind of killing me right now. Well, Monty Ball's killing me. So
PPR league? Or yes, it is a PPR.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Reuben Randall.
Reuben Randall. Randall.
Monday night action against the Colts. He's the number one receiver now. I'm going to go with Randall.
All right. All right, guys.
All right, Todd, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate that. We're going to get more of your emails, more phone calls, but we do have to take a quick break. More Fantasy Football Champs coming up next on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradioandpatriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
Go. All right, welcome back. Final half hour of the show. Week 9 in the NFL. Exciting game tonight. NFC South battle. Saints and Panthers Sunday night. Not the Patriots and the Broncos, which is absurd. Instead, it's the Steelers and the Ravens, and the Giants and the Colts seal the deal for Week 9 Monday Night Football. We'll get into our pig stink, what is it, the primetime pick'em, in just a little bit. But I think we should jump into some emails. They've been coming in pretty much throughout the entire show. We kind of ignored them for a little bit because we had a lot of callers. We had a lot of other content stuff to get to. But let's hammer out these emails, try to help everyone with their Week 9 lineup questions. Web radio at patriots.com. I believe our next question is from Craig in Florida. He wants to know, should he start Darren Sproles or Jonathan Stewart?
I'm starting Darren Sproles. I have more faith in him than I do in Jonathan Stewart. I don't think the matchups are fairly even, and I just think Sproles is a little bit more explosive, probably a better chance to do a little more damage than Jonathan Stewart, especially with D'Angelo Williams coming back this week. I would go with Sproles over Jonathan Stewart.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Something about the Panthers' backfield situation, it just always, I don't know,
yeah,
kind of pisses me off.
When you know, you had guys like D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart in your backfield, and then you're giving Mike Tolbert touches and stuff
right.
like that. It's just I hate it. I don't like owning. I haven't owned a Carolina Panther running back, and I don't know how long in fantasy football. And until they just get a solid number one guy back there, I don't feel comfortable owning them ever.
Trust me, it's killing me that I have to use D'Angelo Williams tonight. I mean,
yeah.
I'm trying to make a. Every time we go to break, I'm on my phone texting my friends, seeing if I can get rid of anybody just so I don't have to start him tonight. Because
yeah.
I don't want to do it. It's terrible.
Listen, I'm probably in a worse position. I got two main leagues that I really focus on, and my second league, it's a real, real deep bench. We have 10 bench players and 10 starters, so it's a deep league. And my second running back this week, because of Gio being hurt, CJ Spiller going out for the year, anybody I pick up basically is getting hurt. Peyton Hillis was the only guy that I could find on waivers that is semi-useful.
No, that's not...
So, I mean, yeah, maybe it pans out, but it God, that just scares the hell out of me, freaking Peyton Hillis, man.
Maybe at the end of the show, we can kind of just go over some of our teams that we're doing really well in.
Okay.
And that, I think, you know, just to kind of like talk about our own teams, we very rarely do that.
We don't brag here on the show. That's what we don't do.
Yeah. And then was that all his question was? If I start Sproles, should I drop Jonathan Stewart and pick up a few waiver quarterbacks in case Romo doesn't play? Yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
RG3, Ryan Tannehill, Alex Smith, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Mike Glennon. Should be able to pick up Eli because the owner is dropping him after he plays his bye week. I guess Alex Smith would be my go-to quarterback here, if, in case you're worried about Tony Romo.
Yeah, Alex Smith would be my first choice off the list that you gave us here, followed by Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you have to go from there. You might have to end up piecing up your quarterback situation and playing it by waiver and by ear the next couple of weeks, especially with Tony Romo's injury. If you pick up RG3, next week he's on a bye, so you're going to have to mix and match these next couple of weeks. But, you know, Alex Smith this week is a great option, great matchup, so I'd rather start Darren Sproles and have a quarterback I know that can play rather than take a risk on both Stewart and Tony Romo. That's just a huge gamble, and I don't like it.
James is up next with two quick questions. Start Tony Romo or Big Ben, or should he go with Alex Smith or Robert Griffin III?
If you can pick up Alex Smith, same thing. I think you're in the same predicament. Like Big Ben, looking good this year, but like we said, tough matchup this week. You can't go based off of 500 yards and 6 touchdowns last week. He's coming nowhere near those numbers. I mean, if you get 225 and a touchdown out of Ben this week, that's a good week for him against Baltimore. So I would put my faith in Alex Smith if Tony Romo doesn't play.
His next question is, if Gio Bernard doesn't start, should I play his backup, Jeremy Hill? Most likely, yes, but maybe you have, you know, Mark Ingram or Lamar Miller as your third option, and I'd probably go with them over Jeremy Hill, but I don't know. He doesn't list any of his backups, so I don't know. He does have a question for Kevin here. Kevin, no wheeling and dealing, in quotes, this year. No trades. I don't know if Kevin's there.
He might not be.
Well, I know Kevin's like 7-1, so I know his teams are doing fine, so that's why he doesn't have to do a trade this year. Usually, if you're up to that early lead, or if you have a really good record, you don't really need to make a lot of moves. Next email is from Gary. Hey, guys, I need your help on this, on who to start this week. I got A.J. Green, Kelvin Benjamin, Mo Sanu, Brandon LaFell. He can start two wide receivers and a flex. Also, don't know if I should start Jonas Gray or Jerick McKinnon as my second running back. Forte is on a bye. Mark Ingram is my first running back. All right, so he needs one running back out of Jerick McKinnon or Jonas Gray. Who do you got?
I'm taking Jerick McKinnon. A little more solid. I know he's going to get a lot more touches and be a lot bigger part of the offense than Jonas Gray at this point.
Now, two wide receivers and a flex, A.J. Green, Kelvin Benjamin, Mo Sanu, and LaFell.
I'm definitely putting in Kelvin Benjamin. I mean, basically, the way I'm looking at it is you got to put in Kelvin Benjamin. I think you got to put in Brandon LaFell and use whoever plays as far as the Bengals. If A.J. Green plays, you got to play him. If not, then you have Mo Sanu to flip in for him. I think that's your safest play as far as that goes.
I agree. Next one is from, who is this guy? Whoa, there's a lot of teams here. James in UK. Jesus. He's got 4 different teams, and he needs, all right, well, let's, no analysis, just pick the players, all right, because this is a question that's ridiculous.
All right.
Full point PPR, need 1 running back, 3 wide receivers, and a flex. So 1 running back, Oliver, Forsett, Mason.
I'm going to go Oliver.
3 wide receivers, A.J. Green, Julian Edelman, Keenan Allen, Allen Robinson.
I'm going to play everybody who's not A.J. Green.
What?
Unless if A.J. Green plays, I'll play him over Julian Edelman.
All right, scared me there for a second. And then a flex, Justin Forsett, Trey Mason, or Edelman.
Yeah, I guess I'd go Forsett. As long as he's playing, I like Forsett.
2 running backs, half-point PPR, Justin Forsett, Vereen, Oliver.
Vereen and Brandon Oliver.
Okay, and a flex, Kelvin Benjamin, Edelman, or Forsett?
Kelvin Benjamin.
Okay, no Forsett there. Vereen and Oliver we're going with?
Yeah, Justin Forsett, I know he's playing, but
he's got 4 more lineups we need help with.
All right.
Non-PPR, 2 wide receivers and a flex. Kelvin Benjamin, Michael Floyd, Julian Edelman. So 2 wide receivers, Benjamin, Floyd, Edelman.
Benji and Mike Floyd.
Benji. And a flex here, McKinnon, Vereen, Hill, or Edelman?
Jeremy Hill, as long as Gio doesn't play.
Jay Hill, baby. Team 4, full-point PBR league. Need a wide receiver, a tight end, and a flex. So wide receiver, Reuben Randall, Vincent Jackson.
I would stick with Reuben Randall. High-scoring game.
Tight end, Jordan Reed, Larry Donnell.
Jay Reed.
And flex, Vereen, Hillman, or the wide receiver you didn't choose?
Ronnie Hillman.
Nice. All right. Next email is from Austin in Toronto. Hey, guys. Do I sit Demaryius Thomas for... Oh, my God. Like, How, after all this time, do we still get questions like this? I don't get it. I don't understand. How do I still get a, it's week nine. Do I not make my, do we not make it clear each and every week starting from August? This is probably like our, I don't know, our 20th week we've been doing it this year. I don't understand how I can get this question. I just don't get it. Hi, guys. Do I sit Demaryius Thomas for Martavius Bryant?
Why?
I don't even know if we should answer his rest of his questions.
God. Yeah, no, don't do that.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I get really... It's like some people listen to everything we say, and they love us for it, and they email in, and they say we're the best, and they say thank you because they're undefeated, and they say, oh, you guys are great because you helped me out so much, and then I feel like we don't do anything, and we don't help anyone, because I get questions, should I start Martavius Bryant over Demaryius Thomas?
Yeah, you can't...
It's a very, very... It toys with my emotions, and I'm a very emotional person.
It does. And you know what? I understand why sometimes people get a little bit down on a stud because it looks like they got a tough matchup. You can't sit them. This is the best way to look at it, all right? This is how I look at it. I would rather lose with Demaryius Thomas in my lineup than lose with him on my bench because he blows up and Martavius Bryant doesn't do anything this week.
Thank you.
It's the best way to describe it. I'm going down with my captain. You know, the old guy in Titanic with the tea and the lemon and the mustache. I want him in my lineup. You know, I'd rather go down with him than having him on my bench. So you can't sit Demaryius Thomas ever.
Kevin from Maryland says, hey, guys, I'm in a PPR league. Return yards and return TDs count toward individual players. I love that. Right. Needs two wide receivers, two running backs, a flex, and a quarterback, except Phillip Rivers or Russell Wilson. Who do you got?
Man, yeah, you know, we talked about Russell Wilson it being in a blowout, so Phillip Rivers probably has a better chance to keep putting up points the entire game.
Two running backs out of this list, Shane Vereen, Andre Ellington, Mark Ingram, Alfred Morris, Ahmad Bradshaw. Terrific group of running backs there.
Yeah, that is awesome. I'm going to go Andre Ellington. He's been a beast, especially in a PPR league.
Yep.
And Ahmad Bradshaw, the revenge factor against the Giants, and
there
he's been consistent all year. So I like Andre and Ahmad.
Wide receivers, Demaryius Thomas, A.J. Green, Cordarrelle Patterson, Mo Sanu, Michael Floyd. He needs two wide receivers.
You're putting in Demaryius Thomas. You're putting in A.J. Green if he plays. If A.J. Green doesn't play, I'm going to flip in Mohamed Sanu.
All right, flex zone. Mark Ingram, Alfred Morris, Shane Vereen, or Michael Floyd?
Yeah, Mark Ingram played out of his mind the other day.
He did.
You got a Thursday night matchup, and I know how we feel about Thursday night matchups. Yeah. I like Alfred Morris this week. Got back in the end zone. Got back into double-digit points this past week. Minnesota's got a very weak rush defense. RG3, if he's playing like they're saying, I think they're going to try to lean a little more heavy on Alfred Morris in the run game just to get RG3 a little more acclimated and more comfortable running the ball and playing again at a full-speed type level. So I'm going to go Alfred Morris in my flex based on that.
Mike, the Midwest Pats fan, asks us to pick four wide receivers in a PPR league. A.J. Green, Brandon LaFell, Julian Edelman, Eric Decker, Vincent Jackson, Terrence Williams. Four of these guys.
Obviously, A.J. Green staying in if he plays.
Right.
I'm going to go Brandon LaFell or Edelman.
Let's go process of elimination here.
Yeah, I don't
A.J.
like
Green is in, right?
Yeah, A.J. Green is in.
Is Terrence Williams in? I think he is.
I think he is based on his matchup, yeah.
Yeah. Is Vincent Jackson in? I think so, too.
Yeah, he's one of those maybes. He's my number four.
All right, so that's three. Now we need LaFell, Edelman, or Decker.
I'm saying Decker's a definite no-go for me.
Right.
It's between LaFell and Edelman.
PPR.
Yeah, that makes me lean towards Edelman just because you know he's getting looks. I mean, LaFell is kind of a touchdown boomer bust type guy, so if you want to be safe, you're going to Edelman. A.J. Green doesn't play. Put in both Patriots receivers.
There you go. Nate in I don't know where he's from. Nate, I don't know how to say that, needs a tight end. 2 for 6 this season. That's a rough ride. Non-PPR league. Here is tight ends. Witten, Tim Wright, Jared Cook. He's also available, Owen Daniels, Jermaine Gresham. I don't know what the deal with Owen Daniels is this week. I don't think he's playing. He just had his knee scope like 3 days ago. So I don't expect him to be in action.
Yeah.
Witten, Tim Wright, or Jermaine Gresham? I think I have to go Gresham here. He's been most consistent.
Yeah, he has. I mean, I do like Witten this week. I mean, the worst thing about Witten is he's not playing like Witten, but he's had three touchdowns stole away from him by Galvin Escobar the last 2 weeks. So if he's catching those touchdowns, he's in top eight tight end right now, and we're not really having this discussion. But Jermaine Gresham is the most consistent, so I would say play him. But just keep your eye on Jason Witten. He might start picking it back up on the back end of the season.
All right, next question is from Dan M. He's in a touchdown-only league. Touchdown only. Emmanuel Sanders, Mike Wallace, Mohamed Sanu. TD only.
Mohamed Sanu. Man. I just think that Denver-New England game has the best chance to be the most high scoring. Emmanuel Sanders is always getting a lot of looks, so I'm going to stick with Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Sanders. I'm going to go with Wallace, too. He needs two of those guys.
And I'm in with Wallace as well.
Leaves Sanu on the bench. Wallace scores. He gets in.
He does, yeah. No, I totally agree with that. I like Mike Wallace. He's scoring virtually every game this year. So Mike Wallace in a TD-only league, definitely a great play.
Adam in Alexandria wants to know, in a standard scoring league, Brandon LaFell or Terrence Williams?
Still like Terrence Williams. Yeah, I'm gonna stick to my guns. I'm going to go Terrence Williams.
I like him, too. You think about the Cardinals, their defense. They've been getting burned by speedy, quick guys like DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin the last couple of weeks. And Terrence Williams fits that mold. So I think he can have a big game, even with Brandon Whedon under center.
Yeah, no, Tony Romo, it doesn't matter. They're still going to throw the ball a lot this game.
Jonas Gray against Denver or D'Angelo Williams?
I think I stick with D'Angelo Williams. I mean, yeah. We just don't know enough about Jonas Gray yet. So D'Angelo Williams, at least you know he's going to get a majority of touches tonight. I think you got to stick with him.
Hey, guys, quick lineup question. This one's from Matt M. 12-team half PPR league, Justin Forsett or Jeremy Hill?
Hill. As long as Gio doesn't play. I mean, basing it on the fact that we don't think he's playing. If Gio doesn't play, Hill. If Gio plays, Forsett.
Right, that's one of those problems. That's one of those things. Like, people ask us lineup questions on Tuesday. Even on Thursday, it's hard. So Tuesday, that's why we almost ignore you, because it's like we don't know anything by that time. The rankings change a lot from Tuesday to Thursday, from Thursday to Saturday, all based on injuries. Jeremy Hill will be a top 15 running back this week if Gio Bernard doesn't play. Exactly. That's why you got to check out ffchamps.com on Sunday morning. Tight end, Ertz or Donnell?
Got to stick with Zach Ertz. Larry Donnell's not doing much since he caught those three touchdowns in Washington a few weeks ago.
I would definitely go with Ertz.
Yeah, you have to.
Mario from California, what do you think about Keenan Allen for the rest of the season? Should I try and trade him? He's got Demaryius Thomas, Keenan Allen, Eric Decker, Brandon LaFell, 10-team PPR league. We don't know how many wide receivers he starts. We don't know who his running backs are. If he's trying to trade Keenan Allen for a guy like, Trey Mason, I'm not going to do it. If he can get Lamar Miller for Keenan Allen, then yes, I'm absolutely doing that, but need a little bit more context to that question.
Yeah.
Our guy Fabrizio, pick one, Allen Robinson or Pierre Garçon?
Allen Robinson's been a lot more consistent of late, so I'm going to stick with Allen Robinson. Same thing, we got to wait for RG3 to just get back up to speed. I mean, obviously he's not practicing with the ones the last couple weeks. He's not really going to get a lot of practice with the ones, back end of this week and going into the bye week. So Allen Robinson's been playing well. I'm sticking with him.
Le'Veon Bell, Andre Ellington. It's PPR.
Yeah, that's, Le'Veon Bell still catches a lot of passes. Oh, man, I don't know. I'm going to go with Andre Ellington, even though it's real hard to sit Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. All right. Pick one, Alex Smith, Justin Forsett, or Le'Veon Bell or Andre Ellington, whoever we don't decide. I always go with the quarterback in flex, always.
Yeah, Alex Smith, a great matchup. You have to go with him in that flex position.
Travis Kelce or Jordan Reed?
Travis Kelce.
All right, before we take another break, let's go to the phone lines where Justin in Boston has been patiently waiting. 10-team PPR league. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy? Man?
Not too much. I have two quick questions. One is kind of like main question. If Gio doesn't start this week, Gio Bernard, I have his backup, of course, Jeremy Hill. Would you plug Hill in as the RB2 or a flex? I can still, for the RB1, where Gio was, put on Ahmad Bradshaw. Or would you go with somewhere like Ben Tate or Oliver instead of Hill? And also have Trey Mason, too.
What? Mason? Derek Mason? Trey Mason.
Trey?
Yeah, Trey.
Derek Mason.
Derek Mason. Remember him?
It's in 1997? What just happened?
That is great.
God. If Gio doesn't play, I think Jeremy Hill has to be your running back.
Gotta be in.
I mean, you got Ahmad Bradshaw as your one, which is great in a PPR league, but no Gio Bernard. You gotta play Jeremy Hill.
That's what I agree. The next one would be somebody in my league dropped yesterday, Devontae Adams and Bobby Rainey. Would you pick them up or just leave them on the wire? I'd be probably dropping either my other tight end, Ertz, Moncrief. Or those are probably the two options to drop, probably on my team.
Wait, did you say you can drop Bobby Rainey, too?
No, some kid in my league just dropped him.
Nah, I mean, your running backs sound really good. I would definitely pick up Devontae Adams.
Yeah,
who's your other tight end? You said you can pick up you said you can drop Zach Ertz, but who's your starting tight end?
Yeah, my other one would be Jordan Reed.
I would drop Moncrief to pick up Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Adams, he's just a lot more consistent. I mean, Moncrief had one big game. Outside of that, I think 6 points is his best week in a standard league. So you're looking – Moncrief just isn't as big of a part of the Colts offense as Devontae Adams is for the Green Bay Packers.
So I don't know, man. That's really close for me. Pagano came out today and said they have to start getting Moncrief the ball more. Who knows? Reggie Wayne torn his ACL last year. Yeah, he looks great this year, but he's 35 years old.
Oh, yeah.
He might be getting a little bit more injured quite frequently, or, you know, a little bit more down the stretch. I shouldn't say quite frequently. That's an absurd statement by me.
I like Moncrief coming out of college this year. I like the situation he went to. I like everything about him. I feel more comfortable having Ertz and Reed on my team in case Reed does go down again. I mean, if someone scoops up Ertz in your tight end position and the waivers is real thin, you're putting yourself in a real hard position at that point.
See, the problem is he's not going to be able to get Adams next week because he's on a bye, so that's why he's been dropped.
Right.
That's tough, man. That's a tough one.
It is. I mean, like you said, Moncrief and Adams is kind of a coin flip. Personally, I'm going Adams, and that's just the only reason I'm going that way. But I just think he's got a little bit more consistency in him. And, you know, that's all. Dante Moncrief is still a great player. And if Reggie Wayne doesn't play the rest of the year, then they're going to work him in as a number two, and he'll be right on that same path as Devontae Adams.
Kevin, what's the deal, man? We got to take a break, or can we power through these emails?
No, we can power through these guys.
Yeah, you sure?
Positive.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
I will stack it on the back end after the show.
Stack it on the back end. I like that.
All right.
Neil in Pennsylvania is our next emailer. And I think it was Neil who was, I don't know. You know what? I don't know if it was him or not. I think it was him, though. Neil was basically questioning why I had him start Matt Stafford last weekend. And he ended up with like 300 something yards and 2 touchdowns. So, you know, sometimes I would love to be able to ignore people, but it's part of my job to answer everybody.
Yeah.
But like sometimes I wish I can just like punish somebody, like just to kind of like be like, you know what, you didn't want to listen to me last week, and if you switched it against my advice and you lost, you deserved, you know, just get a little bit of punishment. Yeah. Not like an Adrian Peterson, you know, whipping with a stitch punishment, but yeah, something. Maybe just like an ignore on Twitter. Like I don't answer one of your tweets.
One week ban, yeah, on Sunday.
Yeah, like a 1 week ban, right?
Line of a question.
Right. You send me 20 questions a week, and I don't answer 3 of them. That's a punishment. You know what I mean? I don't know if it was this Neil, but it was a Neil.
It was a Neil. Yeah, there's a lot of Neils out there, so we don't want to lump them all together.
Hey guys, just wanted your input on who to start this week. I have Alshon Jeffrey on a bye. Currently using Kelvin Benjamin as my wide receiver 2. I don't have Gio, but I do have Jeremy Hill. My running backs are Andre Ellington, Oliver Hill, Denard Robinson. I'm thinking of going Ellington and Oliver and Hill as my two running backs on a flex. Which Robinson designation as a wide receiver running back on Yahoo? What do you guys think of plugging Robinson as my wide receiver 2? Putting Bell. All right, so here's the question. Denard Robinson or Kelvin Benjamin?
Man, yeah, that's a tough question. Kelvin Benjamin's been doing it longer. I mean, Kelvin Benjamin's been doing it longer. I know Thursday night games are kind of rough. You don't really know, but
I'm starting Kelvin Benjamin this week over Larry Fitz. Do you think that's a good move?
Yeah. Yeah. I do. Larry Fitzgerald does nothing for me. He's one of my sit-ems, so I definitely like Kelvin over Larry Fitzgerald. But in this situation, I still think I would play him. I mean, I know Denard's look good. I like him as a start if you need a running back or a flex. But over Kelvin Benjamin, I can't do that right now.
Leon is in a PPR league. Mike Evans, Mike Crabtree, Eric Decker. Pick one of them.
Mike Evans, I guess. Crabtree, same thing. Got to get in the end zone to really score. And Eric Decker, I don't like this week.
Andrew from Cali is being challenged by Leon for the simplest and easiest question.
Uh-oh.
Not the easiest in terms of analysis, but just
quickest. Yeah,
quickest. Yeah. Dan M. Barely click. I think we already read that one. Emmanuel Sanders, Mike Wallace, Mosinou. Yeah, we did that one, right?
We did that one. Yeah, we got that twice.
Andre C. Dre in NYC, as he goes. Dre in NYC, I like that. 12-team Standard League, pick three. A.J. Green, Emmanuel Sanders, Kelvin Benjamin, Odell Beckham. OBJ.
You're going Green, Sanders, Benjamin, unless A.J. Green doesn't play, then flip in Beckham. But I think those first three guys you got to stick with.
Tight ends, Vernon Davis, Larry Donnell.
I will play Larry Donnell over Vernon Davis. I don't like him. He's just doing nothing this year at all.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one. Nothing analysis-wise other than a hunch.
Coming off
a bye, I think Davis is going to get things going this week. Larry Donnell, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can trust him just as much as I can't trust Vernon Davis.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough. I mean, at least Larry Donnell's had a couple games where he's put up semi-decent points. Vernon Davis, that first game against the Cowboys with his two touchdowns, outside of that, he hasn't put up more than three fantasy points in a game this year. So Vernon Davis this year, not doing it for me. I know it's a toss-up because they're both going to be in a rough situation this weekend, but personally, I'm sticking with Larry Donnell. I just have to.
All right, no problem. We are allowed to disagree once in a while.
That's okay. It is okay.
Flex Zone. Doug Baldwin or Terry Taliaferro? Zoe. Let's just call him Zoe. If we just call him Zoe from now on, it's everyone going to know who I'm talking about.
So
Lorenzo Taliaferro. Him or Baldwin?
Taliaferro seems to be getting the end zone every week in Vulture and touchdown, so I guess I'd rather take a chance. Doug Baldwin really hasn't stepped up to be the number one as much as I'd like in Seattle since Percy Harvin left, which is really only 1 week. But I'm going to take my chances on Taliaferro getting in the end zone again.
Jordan Reed or Jared Cook?
Jordan Reed.
Yeah, I don't like Jared Cook this week. With Brian. Yeah, I'm interested to see what the Rams do in their passing attack with Brian Quick out.
They're going to have to get something going. It's going to be real tough on them now. But, you know, you got Tavon Austin back. You got, was it last year, Stedman Bailey near the end of the year kind of stepped up, Austin Pettis. The Rams always have these obscure random guys like near the end of the year that always just seem to step up out of nowhere. So
yeah,
take a look at the Rams wide receiver roster and see if there's anybody on there that's moving up. Chris Givens, yeah, another one. So they always just have a random guy step up near the end of the year, and it's never consistent. It's always game to game.
Right.
It's so hard. And the same thing, Jared Cook this year, not really doing much for me, and no games with double-digit fantasy points yet.
Tyler wants to know, three wide receivers in a PPR league, Emmanuel Sanders, Brandon LaFell, T.Y. Hilton, Mosinou, Mike Wallace, Mike Evans.
Wow. Sanders is in, and you got to play T.Y. Hilton in, yes.
Okay. LaFell, Sanu, Wallace, Evans. LaFell, Sanu, Wallace, Evans. LaFell, Sanu, Wallace, Evans. It depends if A.J. Green's playing.
Yeah, if A.J. Green plays. Yeah, if he doesn't play, Sanu's definitely my guy.
Right.
If A.J. Green does play,
I'm going with Wallace.
I am too. Yeah, he was my first look. I think he's a little more consistent than LaFell.
Jeez. All right, last question of the day. Oh, my God. Space Rangers. I have a lineup question and a free agent question. He needs to drop Brian Quick, but he needs to get a running back or start Denard Robinson or Geo or Forsett or a wide receiver for this week. I will need two. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to email this guy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this one.
Yeah, there's
like
a lot going on here. He lists 45 players. Sorry, Space Rangers. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, 45 is a lot.
That's it for the emails. We got to everything.
We did, yeah. Looks good, man. I love closing all the emails in a day. It feels real good.
Kevin, I know you had a question about your fantasy team.
Not just
I'd also
one.
Like to what?
I said not just one.
Oh, not just one.
Yeah.
Well, questions. Shoot them off, buddy. We're here
right.
for you.
So for one league, I need.
What's your record?
I'm 4-4 in one league and 8-0 in another one.
Nice. Okay. So what is this?
So this is my 8-0. No, excuse me. This is my 4-4 league.
Okay.
And let's see. I need a running back, and basically I have Sproles on the bench coming back from the injury. And Eddie Lacy's on a bye, so that's why I need this slot. So I have Sproles is pretty much my only option unless I go to the waiver wire. And on the waiver wire, just to give you a quick heads up, there's Asiata, Rainey, McFadden, Isaiah Crowell, Chris Johnson, Kyrie Robinson.
There's no one out there.
No, there's nobody out there. So I'm guessing Sproles, right?
Yes.
That's pretty much the only option I have?
Yes.
Okay. So I would begrudgingly do that. I don't trust Sproles, Bill. I don't trust him.
Kevin, would you sit Demaryius Thomas for Martavius Bryant?
What?
Yeah, okay. Just go on.
Never mind.
I'm just saying. All right. The other league I'm 8-0 the other league I'm 8-0 in, and I need a flex, or RB wide receiver flex, between Ivory, Kyrie Robinson, and D'Angelo Williams.
Ivory, Robinson, D-Will. Well, I mean, Ivory's been getting it done. He's a top 15 running back for
yeah.
me this week.
I just know that he's playing against a pretty decent defense in a tough environment in Kansas City.
Yeah, he is, but...
I didn't know if I should take the fly. I know you mentioned you were starting D'Angelo Williams, and so I wasn't...
And I don't like it. I don't like the fact that I'm starting him.
No, I hear you. But he's going to get a bunch of carries, though, isn't he?
I mean, that offensive line is real... I don't know. To tell you the truth, I forget who it was earlier in the show, and I said, I hope it makes you feel better knowing that I'm going to start D'Angelo Williams, too. I'm not starting D'Angelo Williams. I just can't do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna pick up somebody.
Okay.
I don't know who it's going to be.
Fair enough.
But
so
I can't
you think
start
I should
them.
Leave Ivory in over?
Their offensive line. They're starting some dude from Canada that
I
don't even know how to pronounce. Yeah, I think he speaks French. I don't even know if this guy speaks English.
At the flex spot, I mean, I'm just hoping basically he grinds out like 40 yards and a touchdown, and that would be fine.
Their left tackle really might not speak English.
That's fine.
I think he's only speaking French.
What do you get against people who don't speak English?
Well, I mean, that's a major problem in terms of communications on the offensive line.
I get you.
I'm only kidding. He obviously speaks English.
So you would go with Ivory then?
I would.
Okay. I don't like my options here, but it just kind of is what it is. I don't really have a lot of options.
Yeah, this week was tough. I mean, Anthony and I have been saying it all show. This week is tough between the injuries and the bye weeks. It doesn't get easy for the running backs.
It only gets
more difficult. That's why we preach. That's why we plea with everyone to get as much running back depth as possible.
Yeah.
Because you can find a wide receiver. You can find an Allen Robinson that emerges late in the season. You can find someone like Andre Holmes for the Raiders who gets garbage time points. You can pick up a guy like a Brandon LaFell who has some monster games for the New England Patriots. But you're not going to find a running back that has over 100 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Last question, Bill.
Yeah.
In the league, I'm 4-4, and I really need a win. I have the Dolphins defense, which is, you know, did well last week.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, so they have a tough matchup with the Chargers.
Yeah.
And when I'm looking on the waiver wire, there's really pretty much nothing.
Nothing.
Again,
this is another bad week because of the byes.
And again, looking at the stupid projections, the only thing that projects, I'll say, like positively, like semi-positively, is the Redskins at Minnesota.
Yeah, Lions have a good defense. They're on a bye. The Bills have a good defense. They're on a bye. You can get by with maybe the Packers' defense. They're on a bye. But then, like, teams have been I've been using the Patriots all season long. I've been using the Patriots.
Yeah,
they're playing the Broncos this weekend.
Yeah, you can't use them there.
You know?
Yeah.
Even if you have the Broncos' defense, they're playing the Pats this weekend.
Yeah. The only thing I could think of, Bill, that might work in my favor is if Romo doesn't play, maybe picking up the Cardinals' defense.
That's not a terrible move.
I feel like it's better than the Finns with the Chargers.
I don't like Miami this weekend.
No, I don't like them either. I'm kind of like trying to talk myself into trying to take a flyer on somebody.
How about the Texans?
Let's see if they're here.
The only reason why I like the Texans is because Foles takes a lot of sacks.
Yeah, they aren't even available.
Yeah, see,
I rode the Miami Dolphins. I've been streaming defenses this year. I rode the Dolphins last week, too.
Yeah.
And I don't like them this week. I picked up the Chiefs against the Jets. I don't know if they're available, but I figured it going against Michael Vick. Fumbled five times or four times last week through a pick. I mean.
So, I have the Chiefs in the league I'm 8-0 in, Ant, and I'd gladly double up on them, but they're just not available.
Yeah, that's tough.
No, it's. I think the Cardinals, if Whedon's in there, I think that's probably my best hope. But that's going to have to be like a game time call, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Because you're not, I mean, I don't, like, I hate the, I don't think the Carolina Panthers offense is very good at all, but the Saints defense is pretty crummy.
It's horrible.
You know?
Yeah, you
and
can't.
And then the Carolina's playing at home and they're desperate. Like, I think you could, it's good weather. I think you could see some points scored in that game tonight.
Yeah, I like Arizona the most out of all the teams.
Yeah,
you
just kind of like pick your poison. You know, you just don't want to. You just don't want to pick a defense that throws up like a -7. That's the
That's horrible. You
but
can't.
Let's get to the pick'ems so we can get that out of the way.
Primetime pick'ems. All right, let's get to it.
Let's get a rankings update.
Rankings update. All right, so we did this for what? This is the 4 weeks. We're through 4 weeks. Bill, first place, 12-3.
Attaboy, Bill.
Show me the money,
Kevin. Number two games behind Bill at 10-5.
First place loser.
And I am the worst loser at 8-7.
You're not the worst loser. You're in third place. That's a bronze.
That is a bronze. It's better than being a silver, you know? At least I'm not going to kill myself being like, I was this close to a gold. I'm just happy I'm meddling. That's all that I know.
Yeah.
So let's get started with tonight's game. Carolina, New Orleans Saints down in Carolina. Who do we like?
Bill, you lead us off.
New Orleans versus Carolina. I'm going to take Carolina in this one, guys.
I'm going to go against the grain. I feel the Saints haven't won, I believe, on the road all year. They're undefeated at home and defeated on the road. I think they break the schneid, and I'm going to take the Saints.
Okay, nice.
I got to go with the Carolina Panthers. Like you said, no wins on the road for
I like
the Saints.
It. Backs they against look, the wall for Tina Collins.
They look bad. The Saints look bad on the road. And Carolina, like you said, they need to get a win. Big win for New Orleans last week. A lot of energy probably taken out of them, like Carolina.
All right. Game two.
Next up, Bill's favorite matchup of the weekend, the Sunday night game in Pittsburgh with the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Who won the first game? Did the Steelers win that first one?
Baltimore won. Yeah. I believe it was 26-6 or something.
Yeah,
something
it was.
Like that.
It was. It was. I'll lead us off. I'm going the upset. I'm going Pittsburgh here.
Well, how do they have the upset? They're at home.
Yeah, but aren't they? Isn't Baltimore favored?
No, are they?
No, let me look it up while you guys make your picks. Hang on.
I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh too, regardless of the spread. I just think they're gonna win.
Yeah, I like them at home as well over Baltimore.
So all three of us are taking the Steelers.
We're all going Pittsburgh this week.
Baltimore by a point and a half. They're favored.
Damn, that's crazy. That game was on Thursday night, by the way. It was a Thursday night game.
It was. Yeah, another primetime game for Baltimore.
Baltimore
and
Pittsburgh. Wow. Yeah.
All right, last
so pick. That game was on Thursday night, and this weekend's game's on Sunday night? Like, what? Am I missing something?
We're going to have to make a phone call because I don't know who we got to talk. I don't know what Roger Goodell's phone number is, but we better call him because this is not going to fly. Not going to fly at all. I don't like it.
All right, so we're all taking the Steelers.
All going to Steel City. And finally, Monday night, Bill, you're going to be there. New York Giants, Indianapolis Colts.
I'm going to take the Giants on this one.
Yeah,
historically, New York has played very well after their bye week under Tom Coughlin.
I'm piggybacking. I'm going to take the upset. Indy's favored by 4 points. I'm going with the G-men at home to take care of business.
And I'm going to go with the Colts.
I like you. A lot of diversity in the picks
Pittsburgh
this week.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
I like it.
They're coming back strong.
It's an old wooden ship.
That Monday night game will have a lot of fantasy implications in it because think about all the byes this week, and then think about everyone that has Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton, Ahmad Bradshaw, Reggie Wayne, Dwayne Allen, all those playmakers on the Colts, and then throwing the Giants guys, a lot of fantasy playoffs, a lot of fantasy victories and losses will be set on that Monday night game, so it's going to be a good one. Kevin, I understand that the weather changed for Sunday night for Sunday's action.
It still doesn't look pleasant.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be nicer.
Well, it's not going to snow or rain, but it's going to be so sunset's at like 4:37, so it's basically a night game.
Yeah.
And the temperature is going to be in the upper 20s, low 30s, with a wind chill down into the teens, because it's going to be gusting 25 to 35.
All right.
It's going to be chilly.
Kevin, any final words before we take off for today?
No, getting ready for Manning Brady. I think, what is this, 16?
16, buddy.
Really excited for it, and I feel privileged to be able to watch it from the field.
And Anthony, what do you got?
Nothing, man. I'm ready for another great weekend, and I can't wait to get back onto it on Tuesday and go over what happened.
Daylight savings time on Saturday. Don't forget to set your clocks back, unless you're on Taco Standard Time. That's a league reference for anyone that doesn't follow.
Hey-o. Love it.
All right. Best of luck in Week 9. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs. Hit us up on Twitter if you have any lineup questions. Good luck in Week 9 and have some fun.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.